Deeptika, Laurent is here and you're going to take a look at the papers looking at India, which is about to begin voting in its elections from Friday.
That's right. Naturally, Karis, a lot of focus on the man himself, Narendra Modi, who is widely tipped to win these elections when they come to an end in about 2 months' time. The Asian Age, an Indian newspaper here, focusing on his words here yesterday. That was at a campaign in Assam, in which he told voters that his party has achieved more in 10 years than that of the Congress Party, which is India's main opposition party, than what that party has achieved in 60 years in Assam, pointing to investment in semiconductor manufacturing and infrastructure in the region. The Deccan Chronicle, another Indian daily, focusing on the leader here. This is a leader of a southern state of India who vowed that a Modi defeat would be beneficial for the southern states. The southern states of India have long felt neglected by Narendra Modi's policymaking. In fact, it's also the focus of the Hindustan Times' editorial today. The paper focusing on Tamil Nadu, the southern state, the most populous southern state in India, which also has the largest number of seats in the parliament of all the southern states. Tamil Nadu has been an outlier in national politics, the paper says, due to its linguistic subnationalism. Basically, here, the regional language of Tamil, not Hindi, dominates, and Modi's party has never quite managed to conquer the state politically. If it does, if he does so in these elections, this will be a huge win for Narendra Modi and his unitarian politics, the paper says.
All right, and what reactions are we seeing from the international press?
Well, like the Indian papers, a lot of focus on Narendra Modi himself. This is from La Croix, the French paper, which evokes what it calls the Modi effect. Once again, talking about how he is widely tipped to essentially win these elections and begin a third term. In its coverage, the paper also looks at how he changed India for better, for worse as well. He transformed India. He propelled India to the international stage when it comes to the economy, when it comes to politics, albeit, though, at the detriment of human rights in the country. He's described as charismatic but autocratic. Modi, of course, has also relegated the rights of Muslim minorities in India while pursuing his Hindu nationalist political agenda, La Croix says. While The Guardian today, the editors of The Guardian today, remind us of the extreme measures that the Prime Minister took during this electoral campaign to prevent the opposition from campaigning. He froze their bank accounts. There were arrests. There were arbitrary prosecutions as well, noting that for Indians, though, the main concerns are unemployment and inflation, on which issues Modi has a poor record. Not to mention, people feel that corruption has also swelled under his leadership. So the arbitrary arrests of his opposition, of his competitors, might indicate that he has much to worry about these elections. And just to end this India section on Le Temps, that's a Swiss paper's front page, which looks at the links between politics and cricket in India. Modi himself is very close to the ultra-powerful leaders of India's cricketing federations, the ruling BJP party, and how it has instrumentalized cricket to forcibly push its nationalist agenda, and how it uses cricket to wield its influence across Indian society. That's the focus of this paper's coverage.
All right, well, moving on now to something a little different. A ruling in Colorado seeks to preserve the privacy of our brainwaves, which could become a commodified by technology companies.
Yeah, it's extremely terrifying as an idea, but apparently a bit of a reality at least. Now, we're used to our physical data, our names, our addresses, our date of birth, dates of birth, all of that is in the public domain, inevitably. But today, thanks to things like connected headbands, which are at the forefront of consumer neurotechnologies on the market, these startups can access and then sell or share your brain waves with third parties without your consent. notably because these headbands stimulate your the electric signals in your brain, which can give insight into our feelings, into our thoughts, into our intentions. So just a few examples of these headbands. There's one that can treat anxiety, well, claims to treat anxiety or signs of depression. Another one reads and interprets your brain signals while you scroll through dating apps, so it literally can pick up on what you're thinking as you see a potential match. So these apps, while revolutionary, are also problematic because they're largely unregulated, which means that these startups can access your brain activity and then sell or share it. So on Wednesday, Jared Polis, the Colorado governor, signed a bill that for the first time in the U.S. will seek to make sure our neural data is also truly private by expanding the definition of sensitive data in the state's privacy laws to include, indeed, our brain activities. Karis.
That's certainly a bit concerning. But finally, from you, Deep Tea, a new TV show will be developed based on Emmanuel Macron and Brigitte Macron's unconventional love story.
Yeah, unconventional to say the least. Some might say it was mildly illegal as well. Film company Gaumont is reportedly making this limited series, which will trace how the couple met when Macron was a teenager. Brigitte Macron was his married teacher, 24 years his senior. He was also friends with her daughter. So a lot of links there. Their love story, of course, spanning decades. And the TV show, the limited series TV show, will focus on their relationship, which also scandalized the northern town where they lived at the time for obvious reasons. But what's interesting is that it also breaks with the French taboo by producing this fictional depiction of the private lives of a sitting French president and his first lady.
All right. Well, I think we might have to give that one a watch. Thank you for that press review, Diptyka Laurent.